In a 2015 speech in Bolivia, Pope Francis said, "When we look into the eyes of the suffering, when we see the faces of the endangered campesino, the poor laborer, the downtrodden native, the homeless family, the persecuted migrant, the unemployed young person, the exploited child, the mother who lost her child in a shootout because the barrio was occupied by drug dealers, the father who lost his daughter to enslavement. When we think of all those names and faces, our hearts break because of so much sorrow and pain, and we are deeply moved." Today, in a moment of breathtaking vulnerability, Jesus discloses to his disciples who he is at his very heart and core. It was not all about Jesus' transfiguration. The disciples, too, were transformed. They were moved. They would never again know Jesus or themselves in the same way. They learned that the light that lived in Jesus was also at their very heart and core. In the same way, we spend time not on the mountain, but on the margin. Not to transform others, but so that we are transformed. When we are present to others, seeing them, listening to them, offering them the opportunity to reveal who they are at their very heart and core, it is we ourselves who are set right. Seeing the light lovingly breathed into all of us at our creation may be difficult, even impossible, with some. Say the unattractive, the strange, the cruel, the unhinged. Yet that they bear light is certain, obscured though it may be in a lifetime of so much sorrow and pain. Sister Mary McGlone writes, "Listen to him." That's all. If we want to know what Jesus is like, listen to him. If we want to hear Jesus' voice in our own time, if we want to know the will of Jesus,